Chapter 1. Are we headed the right way? The words reached Giva's ears, but he didn't quite hear them. He was too enthralled with the pleasing ivory column of Erica's neck and the slope of skin that led down, down, down into the low-cut black shift she had donned before they'd left the luxury of the London hotel to brave a gray, windy afternoon. Dress. She called it a dress, he corrected himself. His memory of dresses was a bit different from what she wore now. He preferred this mere slip of fabric that hugged every curve, cradled her full breasts, and showed an abundance of skin. Especially her glorious legs, tanned and muscular like a dragon woman's legs. Was she even human? He wondered it often. But seeing the other women she associated with, he had to believe that human women in the current cycle were more attuned to their bodies than they had been when he was born. He reached out a hand to caress the bare expanse of skin beneath her hem. The sharp smack of her hand made him look at her. You made me bring you out today, dummy. Tell me we're going the right way. And you're learning to drive. I can't stand driving on the wrong side of the street. Chastised, he smiled at her and looked around. The beasts, Erica called cars, sped down the lanes on the other side of them. Gleaming, monolithic towers of glass drifted past. Foreign and bizarre as they traveled through the city. Every so often he would recognize some small landmark or symbol on a sign. But other than that, his beloved city had become a stranger to him. It all looks different now, but the direction of the sun tells me we're headed in the right direction. Soon, the landscape changed. The bustling city with its alien structures replaced by smaller communities, then rolling green hillsides. The shine of a metropolis was a treasure trove to explore for a dragon like him, but the peace of the countryside let him breathe. He knew precisely where he was now, the landscape as familiar to him as the lush curves of Erica's body. They didn't have far to go. Soon they approached a wide driveway flanked by security booths. Erica provided identification to the man inside, and they drove through. The huge building they finally stopped before was one he knew well, inside and out. An imposing fountain in the forecourt spurted water out of a sextet of dragons' mouths into a pool below. The most familiar was the emblem on the grand, polished sign that hung over the broad entryway. The stylized dragon caused a brief pang of homesickness in him. He didn't even need to read the strong type beside it. Hayden Capital and Antiquities. He was home. And yet he couldn't bring himself to get out of the car. He considered himself the luckiest dragon of his generation, all of whom had slumbered along with him, deep in the depths of that jungle temple, until Erica and her team had completed the ritual to awaken them. He'd never expected to awaken to such a beautiful, strong, and infuriating woman. One he desired to fuck as much as he desired to argue with her. Their latest argument had been about coming here today. Understandably, she was more eager than he was. Everything was a new discovery for her. But finding out about his family's past wasn't going to be a happy moment for him. That his hibernation had ended meant his parents were dead now. Expired at the end of a life he believed he should have been a part of. Dragon law had kept him away. Forced his generation into hibernation to lengthen their lives and preserve their bloodlines. And now they'd awakened to a vastly different world, already inundated with humanity to such a degree that the dragons would be hard-pressed to catch up. The Council's magical restrictions on procreation seemed even more ludicrous now than they had when he was young. He felt it as keenly as his brethren, a kind of itch to get on with it, but with their hands significantly tied. Even though a dragon and his or her mate might both desire a child, wanting was only half the battle. The Council's magic meant it could take decades for a couple to conceive. Giva hadn't shared that detail with Erica, nor did he believe the others had with their mates.